This week's episode of the Hodge Podcast, or should I say this year's Power Hour Hodge Podcast quarantine, is brought to you by Corona.
I turned it the wrong way.
They're so desperate for anyone to drink their beer anymore that they're advertising on our podcast. So, let's...
And they didn't even know it.
Let's get this shit rolling. Because I don't have, I forgot.
Just play an entire episode through the speakers and just be like, this is a recycled episode for everyone.
Well, because I forgot to, I was going to download the actual song and put it on my phone for when we start, because then I was going to play it over the speakers, but then I didn't do that, and I forgot.
That'll happen. That will happen.
So anyway, hello, welcome to the Hodge Podcast, the official podcast of CountryHodgePodge.com. I'm your host, Steve Hodge, and joining me, as always, is my co-host, cousin, and lover, Kevin Hodge.
What up, though?
We are returning for, technically, this is our fourth Power Hour, but remember that first one didn't go very well, and we just kind of deleted the episode.
That was, this, so that makes this four. I was assuming that was one.
Well, this is the third that we're actually going to release.
I'll be honest,
the fourth
years,
one that we've done.
Because these years are just flowing together, and I just have no recollection.
Yeah,
because
remember,
of a lot of
we started the podcast in March of 2017, so it was like right when we started, we did a Power Hour at your place.
Oh, okay.
But yep. We went live, and we just started fucking around, and weren't even really paying attention to the computer anymore, so we're like, let's just stop
it
recording.
Was, yeah, it was just an awful collection of just nonsense. It was unlistenable. It was even more so than our usual podcast.
I know, I was going to say, they've all been pretty... Unlistenable so far, but We figured, hey, this time we're just going to do an episode, but we're just doing it live. Whereas last year we had our buddy, I mean, obviously we'd like having our buddies over. Last year we had our buddy Jake join in on us and still kind of got out of hand. And then the year before that we did it on our own, but we also did the Cinco de Mayo one with Raj and Matt.
Yep.
And that one was just utter nonsense. It was never released outside of Facebook.
Yeah, if we honestly planned ahead and like had like talking sheets, you know, talking points, and we had discussed with everybody what we wanted to talk about, we probably could have made something worth listening to, but as anyone who listens to us knows, we never have a plan and we're always stupid. So, you know,
exactly.
Pretty par for the course.
Exactly.
But it is good to be back.
In our quarantine zone.
Yes.
Because normally, we started this because pretty much since I turned 21 in 2012, I've been coming to the Davenport St. Paddy's Day Parade. And this year they canceled it because obviously the coronavirus is causing a Walking Dead situation or Mad Max situation. We haven't gone far enough to know exactly which situation we're in yet.
Yeah, somewhere between those two movies.
But so they canceled our parade, but then we were joking. It's like, of the 8 years I've gone down there, I've only seen the parade so much as I have to cross the street to get to a bar. And so that's as much of the parade as I've seen. So I was like, well, even if they canceled the parade, we're still going to go downtown maybe.
And we're also in
a blizzard now, though.
Well, yeah, so lots of shit's weird. It was 60 degrees yesterday, and it's snowing now, so that's bullshit. But then also, like you were saying, we never see the parade anyway. And then even if the parade's canceled, we might as well still do something. But it was kind of funny because you sent me the image and we tweeted out and shared on Instagram the quarantine for your safety. And that was literally before the shit really got weird.
Mm-hmm.
Like that was back when shit was getting canceled, but
it was like
sports still were going on. We still had an NBA season, an NHL
exactly.
season, March Madness. And now we're literally in a super quarantine. And it's kind of hilarious. So now our quarantine for your safety like actually sounds like a legitimate thing.
It's so true. But thankfully we can
coronavirus.
Thankfully we can all just get together and stream online. We can't get you sick over.
Why can't we
over the internet?
That's what you think.
Yeah.
Ever heard of a computer virus?
And then now that I'm thinking of it, we could have delayed the start of this power hour till later because
there's no need to do it at 10 a.m.
Exactly.
Because there's no rush, because there's nothing going on, because it's a blizzard and it's nothing's allowed. There's no groups of people allowed to gather anymore.
Exactly.
Yes.
That's exactly it.
Yes.
And also, before we get started, we apologize for if you're listening to this with headphones on, because, well, if you're listening to the podcast later when this goes up later in the week, you're fine. But if you're listening to us on Facebook right now, which we're getting some people joining.
Hello!
If you're listening on headphones, sorry, I couldn't figure out how to do it to where we're both going through both mics, so I'm like your left ear and he's your right ear or something like that. So what we're going to do
right ear.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you terrible advice, and he's going to give you good advice, and just think of us as your angel and devil on your shoulders.
Yeah, but the funny part's going to be I'm so bad at giving advice, it's going to be all bad advice.
It's true. It's very, very true. So it's just two devils on your shoulder.
Yeah.
All right, let's...
Shall we get it
started? We don't know what we're talking about yet today. We're going to talk a little bit about the music that's come out so far this year, and then, you know, whatever else we decide to talk about. It's our podcast, you know. All right.
I know these are twist offs, but I just prefer to not even.
Well, I'm a man. It's not a twist off. You're a liar.
It's not?
Nope.
Oh. I just assume that Coronas would be twist-offs.
I haven't had a Corona in a,
oh, God.
In a very long time.
It smells like weed.
Well, it is. Oh, it's not legal where we are. We're in Iowa.
No, we're in Illinois, for anyone who's a cop who's watching.
Oh, speaking of which, fuck it. Let's get into it first, and then we'll start.
Shall we?
We'll chat about it. Yeah, let's do this shit.
3, 2, 1. Bleep. Or not. Let's go. Cheers,
Jessa. I forgot these are 2 ounces.
Fill them all the way up.
That destroys it. Destroys
them all the way up.
That destroys us every year.
Yeah.
Because instead of like the 5 beers you're supposed to go through, we go through like 7 or 8.
Yeah, and I think you get through to a certain point, and then all of a sudden our ability to pay attention just goes out the window.
Yeah, that was what the downfall of the 4-person Cinco de Mayo one was, because we were sitting like me here, Matt here, you there, Raj there, and we just started talking to each other, and so we had 2 different conversations going on at the same time, and I was just like, I apologize for anyone who's actually watching this right now.
It's just never have planning is not the thing we do. Oh yeah, filled it all the way up again. Didn't even try to that time.
Yeah, I don't care. Whatever, we're gonna get, I mean, it's Corona. It's like,
shout out Lowdown Drifters.
Yes, Lowdown Drifters. Love them. So anyway, what I was gonna say, I don't remember.
Yes. Well played.
Oh, I was going to say, so, for future plans for us, we're still trying to figure out exactly what we do when we return. We're going to try and return next month full time. But next month, we have a Coetzel concert that we're going to.
Assuming coronavirus doesn't cancel everything.
Exactly. And so that's in Illinois. And so we're going to try and do our first ever podcast.
The Hodge Podcast.
The Hodge Podcast. And we're hoping that'll be... well, it'll either be fun and just a regular episode, or it'll be me like...
Steve will pass out,
yo,
and I'll laugh at him.
But why are colors the way they are, man?
Why are you the way that you are?
Yeah, so... Oh, shit.
Whiskey.
Oh,
let's do this. Yep. Yep.
Nickelodeon.
So, I mean, so far in 2020, I feel like there's been some pretty decent albums released.
Yeah. We're going to try and get through the majority of them, because we have most of them on here, but there weren't 60 albums that are out yet so far, so we had to put in some old
lots
songs
of,
that we just like.
Yeah, just to keep the vibe going and to keep the stuff going.
Well, the first one I really want to talk about, because I've been obsessed with it,
yes,
is John Moreland. Because we're not going in any order.
This is random.
We're just chatting about him.
Random.
John Moreland's 5th LP? I think it's called LP5,
It's
right?
LP5. I think it's his 5th.
Yeah, so his 5th album was released, and while I love it, it brings me back to, like, In the Throes, John Moreland. And it's beer. But it brings me back to, like, because obviously Big Bad Love went kind of rocky. He had an actual full band with it.
Yeah.
So, like, Salsa Blues is a very upbeat, like, rock type song. But this one goes back to, like, his alone on a stage playing guitar type
The only
song.
Thing I don't like is there are times on the album where the drum loops bug me.
Oh, yeah?
And it's just because of the way that I am, which is a bad human.
Yes, true.
But there were certain times when it sounded like the percussion was excessive and unnecessary, and that's really the only reason I didn't like it. It wasn't that I didn't like the song or I didn't like the lyrics or anything like that. I just felt like it was an unnecessary addition to something that would have been better slowed down.
I get that.
But overall, the album's still incredible. Songwriting is incredible. There's so many songs on the album that I really like. But that was literally the only thing that I didn't like about it, but it's still a very good album.
The thing I didn't like about it is it's not that long of an album, which I'm not complaining about that, but there's a couple songs that are just instrumental on it. And so it's like
yeah, but it was for Ichiro Suzuki.
No, yeah. Yeah, I'm not, like, the songs themselves are great. It's just, like, when you release, you know, an 11-track album and then half of it is instrumentals, it's like you're kind of only releasing
half of it was instrumental. I know, I think that's fair. And it's one of those where, I don't know, I don't think it's his best, but that's not a slight against him because he's so good that his best is incredible.
Yeah,
but it's just another fine... It's just another good addition to his catalog, which is great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then I don't have too much else to add to that. I just really, because it felt the most heartfelt of an album he's had. Like, obviously there are some heartfelt songs on Big Bad Love, but this one, it felt kind of like the She Doesn't Care For Me Enough to Cry, like, level of sadness to the songs.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. The song In Times In Between was the one that really got me.
Mm-hmm.
It's very good.
Yeah, John Moreland is just a phenomenal songwriter, and it's not fair.
Yep. You know, just looking at this list of albums, trying to think of which one I would want to say is my favorite so far.
I don't think John Moreland's was my favorite so far until one that we're going to get to soon.
Honestly, there's a couple from January that I really, really like that aren't even country. I want to just briefly mention. So Future Birds, I don't know if you've listened to them at all. One of their songs came on this already. It's like a mellow, chill kind of fucking...
I couldn't even finish my drink, fucker.
You know what I mean?
I look like John while I'm getting fat.
Me too, bro.
And sorry,
Future Birds. It's not a country song. It's not a country album. But it's like this chill indie rock and roll meets like kind of hippie jam nonsense. But they have a lot of horns in there intermixed throughout the different songs.
Yeah.
And I really dig their deal. They got two different singers, so like the songs can go back and forth of being like very different kind of sound.
Yeah.
And so I've been really into that album. And then the other one that's not country, but is way more country than his previous stuff, is Marcus King's album, the first one he released as a solo act, because before it was Marcus King Band. I think it's the same band that's with him, but I don't know.
At least there's music playing in the background, so if there's a radio silent moment, it's actually not radio silent because...
Yeah.
You could try twisting the top off of yours. I don't know, but mine didn't twist off.
Yeah, I don't think they are. I was just an idiot. But the Marcus King, I really enjoy the album. It's not country, but it's more country.
Yeah,
than
there's
his
definitely
other stuff,
some
which
country,
which is really
to it.
Awesome. And he's just talented as shit. So I really liked that one.
I keep accidentally giving myself heavy pours.
Yeah, me too. I keep telling myself I won't.
Yeah. So I don't know if you have anything else to add to that one.
No. Corona virus.
Corona virus. Oh yeah. Seven down. Oh shit. Alright. Tenth of the way there. A little over a tenth of the way there. So next one I want to talk about. This one probably is my favorite. is Ray Scott's Nowhere Near Done EP. Just, I mean, we've always loved Ray Scott. That's nothing new. But this one is so... It's honestly... I might, you know, be correlated with the fact Ward Davis is on it, but it reminds me of the Ward Davis Asunder EP, where there are songs that are super, like, sad like that on it. But, like, and then, like, Better As I Go about, you know, I'm not a very good person, but I'm trying to be type songs like that.
Yeah, I really liked it. I thought it was, you know, it's one of those situations where he probably could have added some filler songs and just had the ones that are on the EP on a full album and be like, man, this album's really good. But instead, it's just the bare bones, but it's the four or five really good songs. So it's like, honestly, even though it's not a full album, it feels like you're getting as much quality music as you might get out of a full release.
Yeah. Is that a new No Justice song?
Yeah.
I thought they were gone.
They were.
Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm. And it's a jam.
Huh. You know, because I do remember having other songs by them.
Yeah.
And then we'd be like, oh, where's
the... Yeah, they're R.I.P. in peace to No Justice. Yeah, they're back. It's incredible.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, because their latest song was like 2011. I was like, oh, yeah. I guess they're not a thing.
Check it. Check it out.
I got to blow my nose, so you talk.
Oh, God. You want me to talk?
I mean, they can hear me from the distance.
To the people?
Yeah.
No Justice's latest song, Try Not to Fall, February 7th, 2020. Before that, let's see their last album. Appears to be 2012.
Is that the one with the toast on it?
That's the one with Red Dress. The Toast is on a different album, I'm pretty sure. Unless I'm a crazy person.
Shane Smith. But back to... Why does it taste like weed?
Because it's coronavirus.
It's true.
Extra. The extra stands for extra pot in the mix.
The Ray Scott album, I was confused by the song Bottle of Whiskey. Was that talking about it? Like, I don't know the lyrics memorized yet, but... Because it seems like it's only a bottle of whiskey. Is that, like, being facetious? Or is that, like...
It's talking about the bottle of whiskey is the friend... but also the cause of issues. But if you're going to just blame the whiskey for all your problems, you're an idiot because you had problems before. You just leaned on me. So it's a real good friend to have, but it also is a dangerous item. But don't blame all of your problems on the whiskey because you had the problems. That's why you turned to whiskey. And if you would have just got your shit together, you wouldn't have been in the situation you're in.
Ray Scott is such a goddamn good writer, too. Baby, come on. And then the other one I wanted to talk about quickly from Ray Scott's album is I Will, featuring Ward Davis. When me and my dad went and saw Ray Scott in Yorkville, he was talking about how his buddy was Ward Davis. He's like the little brother you never wanted. So he's on this song, and it's pretty much, I mean, Ray Scott's released a bunch of protest country songs, but this one is... if the radio's not going to play country music, I will. Like, and it's such a clever thing of, like, you know, the play of, like, if they're not going to play the country music, I'm going to play the country music in a concert. And, phenomenal. Ooh, here's a top album from last year. So, Jason Hawk Harris is, his album, I think we said it was our third favorite of 2019.
It was definitely up there for me.
Yeah, and...
top three, 100%.
Yeah, it was, as you can hear, a phenomenal, phenomenal album. But moving on to other albums that came out this year, what's another one you want to...
Another non-country one, Wood Brothers. The Wood Brothers...
I forgot about them.
They're a group that's very, like, kind of fucking groovy, jam, indie rock shit, but I fucking love them. They had an album called Kingdom in My Mind that came out. It's really good. It's definitely worth checking out. There we go. I was looking for that.
Down to the beach I'm strolling. Hook my head, not fun. Stop it now. This is our seagull minute.
Is this seagull's gonna call? Poke in a coconut. And they did.
And they did.
If you don't know what Seagull Stop It Now is, you gotta go search that into the Google.
What about Safe D. Kelly instead of Reckless? Bitch. What are you talking about? I thought they only had the song Wicked Twisted Road.
It's true. This actually isn't them.
Oh, thank God. You scared me for a second.
Oh, what a time to be alive.
I thought I hit something on the keyboard on accident.
Speaking of January, which we weren't talking about, actual country album from January that I think is really goddamn good is our bros over at 1100 Springs album called Here Tis.
Yeah.
And it is really, really good. Like, yeah. Just if you fucking straight up Stone Cold Country, and it is just an incredible album.
Did you throw in our favorite jam by them onto this playlist?
I don't know if I did, honestly. I put something from that new album on there, though.
Yarr. Anyway, so 1100 Springs,
yeah.
They have a song that we've always loved called,
Thunderbird Will Do Just Fine.
Thunderbird Will Do Just Fine, from one of their older albums, actually, but they're just a stone cold country band, and it's crazy that we didn't hear about them until they already had like 8 albums out, and we're like, we have a lot of music to listen to by these guys.
Got a lot of catching up to do. And it's good to see that they're still releasing music, because they're really, really good.
Yeah. There it is. Yes. Just making more room for more beer, you know? It's a power hour, not a power sprint.
What it's called is a power. We still got so much to go.
And I'm already 2 beers deep, so... God bless America! Cover band from tan to close. Dude, I'm so pissed I can't see them in June anymore. They come to this bar in Yorkville that we go to called the Law Office, or it's just the office.
The Law Office,
which is where I saw Ray Scott with my dad, and I've seen Mike and the Moon Pies there too, and actually chat with them for a while after their show ended. And they're coming back in June, but with my new position at my job, that day of the month is our busiest day of the month, and it's going to be in the summer when we're already fucking busy. So I am not going to be able to make it to that concert, and it makes me so not happy.
It's too bad. But then again, everything is nonsense because you never know what coronavirus is going to take from us.
That's true. We were thinking of seeing Cody Jinks and Whitey Morgan in Rockford in...
I saw a bunch of things, and then it went away.
Oh.
See? There are comments.
Oh, well.
Ha ha ha!
Let's see.
We just realized that we can read comments.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Aaron, we will get to Dalton Domino, because I found that out, too, and it made me unhappy. What album is Beautiful Stranger from? We missed the comments, sorry.
Beautiful Stranger.
Which one's that from? I can't think.
I don't...
I know Beautiful Stranger by Toby Keith.
Beautiful Stranger. This is also, this is Zach Wilkerson's playing right now, and this album is one of my favorites.
Oh,
for
Beautiful
sure.
Strangers, Marcus King. That's why I don't
know. Aha! Yes.
I don't know that one that well.
Yeah.
Hey, the counts went away again. There it is. Anyway. Is that Eric Church?
Is that Eric Church?
Is this Eric Church? Oh, Dad, yes. I have heard of this artist, George Strait. He's apparently pretty... How do I just lock the comments in?
I don't know. Whatever. Stop being stupid.
Oh, yes, yeah, Jake. Your dad was at Mike and the Moon Pies as well. I forgot about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but yes, Jake, we will be going to see Aaron Lewis on Friday, assuming the Corona AIDS does not take it from us.
If Corona AIDS doesn't take it and... Oh, it's nice to know you got tickets, because I know that one was sold out for...
The one over here was.
Which one? Oh, which... Oh, is there another one?
Yeah, in Peoria. The one oh. The one at the casino sold out. We couldn't go.
Oh, I didn't know you guys were going to a different one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, so I guess we could, before we go on with some more of the music that's come out, is, yeah, Dalton Domino announced yesterday that he's retiring, and that does not make us happy.
In fact, it makes me sad.
Because he just had an album come out, which is so fucking good, and if I had to, I mean, I don't want to assume... anything, but I would assume it has to do with the rough life of being out and about, especially as a sober person, a recently sober person.
Yeah.
So I would assume that it has more to do with the lifestyle than it does the like writer's block of it or the not making it type thing. Because I think he's making it. He's a touring artist who has a couple
yeah,
of really
never,
good fucking
and
albums.
You never know what you never know what someone's going through, and obviously he. He's recently become sober, so that's something that's difficult. So, oh, look. You can also look at those comments.
Yeah, I know. That's why I moved
it. That's probably the best way to do it, just to look at the
comments. Well, because I brought up this because I didn't want it. Here, I'm going to back out of this.
You'll back out of this.
I'll leave it there. So, actually, I'll have it on so we have another viewer. The dollar and a dream. Yeah, I don't want to... put any, you know, it's all hearsay or whatever, but I have a feeling it's because it wasn't an easy
shit.
Lifestyle choice. God damn it, those things do not
the fucking stand. Legs won't stay on the goddamn chairs.
Or the bullet. There it is.
I gotcha.
Maybe in the rain bring the thunder. Help put
have a little bit else again. The corona.
We both have the corona, which is why we're having the Hodgepodgecast quarantine power hour. For your safety. We wanted to put up like a tarp in the background and wear gas masks to be like really faking this, but yeah, we don't. This podcast has never made any money, so we are quite negative on our budget.
We've lost money. Yeah. Yes, sirree.
I can go away. Did I drink this one?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's a shame this isn't the original remix, yeah. But... oh, well. Anyway, yeah, it's really... I mean, I hope wish the best for Dalton Domino.
Yeah,
obviously. And obviously we're going to miss new music from him, but hey, he's still welcome on the podcast whenever he wants, so...
Yeah.
We could talk to a retired artist. He doesn't have to be an active artist.
Yeah. It is just too bad, because his last album was really, really good. I mean, all of his albums, he's released nothing but great music. Mm-hmm. The entire time, so it's just too bad.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh well. Next up, let's see, what's another album I wanna... Oh, so obviously this is a big one that any Texas music fan has probably heard and listened to many times, is the Panhandlers, which is William Clark Green, John Bauman, Josh Abbott, and then Cleto from Flatland. And the album is just like, it's obviously really pretentious or whatever to say, like, it's the next Highwaymen, but they are four super talented country artists who are making country music. It's like how the Highwaymen, who wanted to take the name, they put out a very good album, other than a couple songs which I wasn't big on, but overall it was still a country album where four super talented female country artists made a group, and it was great. But at least their panhandlers aren't trying to be like, we're the next fucking Highwaymen. It's like, well, they're not.
Yeah, I just love the idea of people playing on each other's albums. I feel like there's a long stretch where you'd only get like a couple collaborations, you know, every once in a while. I want artists playing with other artists and making music together, because why the fuck not? Why not? Make music together. You're all great. Mm-hmm. You're all awesome. Like, let's fucking go.
Yeah, and then also,
Aaron says he's still gonna do house shows.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Scroll down.
There's no way he could just be done with music for like just totally.
Yeah, he's Dalton Domino, the salt, the insurance salesman.
Yeah, exactly.
No, these aren't Dixie cups. They're also not shot glasses. They're 2 ounce cups. And we keep accidentally filling them all the way. So we're drinking twice as much as you're supposed to.
Yeah, you're supposed to what? Only,
it's an ounce.
How many beers are you supposed to finish in an actual?
5, because it's 5 times 12 ounces. So it's 60, which is one shot per hour. So it's supposed to be 5 beers, but we end up going through 7 or 8 because we're filling them up a little,
sure,
a little more than an ounce. But, yeah, it's good to know that he's still doing house shows and everything. But anyway, the thing with the Highwaymen that people always forget is it was four dudes who didn't follow the curve of what the radio told you to do. And these guys were also already, you know, platinum-selling artists getting together. So it was a combination of outlaws getting together and a combination of super successful artists getting together. So the Highwaymen, which, no offense to any of them, mainstream had probably really only listened to one of them. If you get a little deeper, where you're not going completely underground, obviously Amanda Shires was also big. But the other two were, you know, kind of relatively unknowns in the mainstream.
Well, I mean, Brandi Carlile's album was nominated for all sorts of Grammys.
Yeah, that's true. But, yeah, I don't know, it's...
I like her shit the best, honestly.
I agree. But I'm just saying, like, it's different in that sense. But at the same time, whatever, they put out a good album, so...
Yeah.
The thing people forget about the Highwaymen is it's four of the biggest country artists of all time who formed a group. They didn't just... So anyone who gets together, like, if in reality, if you were going to go with popular artists to make it, it would be like fucking Al Dean, Brian... and shit like that. But that wouldn't be good because they're not outlaws getting together. It's four people who succumb to their corporate
lesser
overload.
Desires. What?
Yeah, lesser desires. Oh, we forgot to put the new Luke Bryan song on the playlist. Like My Margaritas or whatever the fuck it's called. Because obviously that 40-something-year-old man needs to keep singing about spring break because... You know, why get over something that happened years ago when you can instead still pretend you're in college?
I go on spring break every year.
That's true. I loved with Augustana extending their spring break to 2 weeks. It's like, oh yeah, that's such a penalty for these college kids who are just going to go on longer vacations.
Well, yeah, I saw that because early on in the pandemic craziness, I saw that Wisconsin moved all of the classes for like the rest of the semester to online.
Mm-hmm.
And then all the posts were just
with other colleges, I mean.
Yeah, all the posts were just like, oh yeah, kids definitely aren't going to go on a bender now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's really... Yeah, they're kicking them out of the dorms. It's like, all right, well then they're going to go get shit-faced somewhere else. They act like these bars are just going to all of a sudden be like dead. Like when people are like, oh no... The parade was canceled. It's like, just go to the bars near it. Who cares? You don't need to watch a parade. Anyway, you're a psycho if you like watching parades. What the fuck is exciting about watching people walk down the street?
I'll be honest, I've never understood parades.
When I was a kid, I loved the ones that threw candy because I wanted candy.
Yeah, but then they stopped doing that because people were getting
needles. Needles in candy bars. Because that's what happens,
needle
obviously. Yes. And, but yeah, I was like... just go to the fucking bar if you give a shit. But yeah, the whole shutdown of everything, it's... I don't get it. I don't get it. I just really... They closed... they closed my high school until April because of all of this. I was like, they closed our school for a week when the swine flu was happening, but after 2 days, they realized how stupid of an idea that was, and they told us we had to be back in class the next day.
Because... I mean, I do understand the fact that the thing is spreading like a fucking crazy amount.
Wildfire.
Most people are going to be fine, but if, like, you are in close proximity with old people, they're going to have some problems. So I get it. I get it. But... And it does feel like the hysteria has ramped up to a billion.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, and, like, that's the thing. I mean, obviously, everyone's going to go the, oh, so now you're a doctor thing. It's like, no, well, no, I've seen actual doctors say this. But when...
I'm a doctor, too.
Like, exactly. I understand not trying to avoid giving people who are susceptible with compromised immune systems who are old and all that, like, keeping it from them. And but it's the thing of, if you and I got it, we'd be sick for a week and maybe feel like crap for another month or whatever because you can't breathe very well, but we'd get over it. But, like, I still remember, not to, you know, bring it down or anything, but in high school, there was a girl who had cancer and she was on the other side of it, but then she got pneumonia and sadly she didn't, you know, make it. And it's like, that's the people you need to watch out for. Someone who had fucking cancer, she has a compromised immune system, and anything can get her, and that's what happened. She got sick. And that's the thing about it. So I understand wanting to avoid that, but this freak out of just, like, closing everything and not even allowing people to get into gatherings of 200 or more in some states, it's just like, all right, we're freaking out a little too much about this. Because if someone with the flu went to the same concert, same shit's gonna happen. I don't know if I drink for the last
true time. Story.
Anyway, music.
I like music.
No, you don't. Quit fucking lying.
True. Also true. All right. That's why we took a break, because I hate music and I couldn't possibly go on anymore.
That's true. Another album I want to talk about, I don't know if her song came on yet or not. We're what, halfway there?
Literally halfway there. Nice call.
Christy Cox's No Headlights. It's a bluegrass album. And on episodes before, I've kind of had my complaints about how some bluegrass albums just kind of sound the same. But this one doesn't. It just sounds like a really good country album that happens to have very, you know, bluegrass roots to it. And I fucking love it. The song, The One Who Makes You Cry, or The One Who Makes Her Cry, that happened. It's a song about a girl who... Or it's about how girls always go for the douchebags who make her cry. It's like, you got a really nice guy right in front of you, but she's going to go for the one that makes her cry. And it's like, oh, that, if that doesn't sum up millennials on dating apps, then I don't know what does.
Sounds about right.
Anyway, this song, this is from Honey Harper, I believe. Yep. And I like it. It's like very kind of hippie psychedelic country, like old school sound. Yeah? Is that what you have to say?
All I'm thinking about is how I don't really like this fucking Corona.
Oh, it's terrible, but we're almost there.
I know.
Almost there.
But I just don't like it.
Yeah. This gag, it lasted us for half of this thing, and...
The joke was not that great.
I know. The same joke everyone else has made of just like, hey, coronavirus. But, you know, we're not clever people, so... That's what happens when you're not clever. Oh, I listened to this album.
Yeah, it's fucking great.
Yeah.
A lot of shit that's not country has come out that I've really enjoyed this year. Not that the stuff that is country that's come out I don't like. It's just that I really am a sucker for, like, this fucking jamming, grooving shit.
Mm-hmm.
So this makes me feel good.
Good practice for Ebola. Thanks, Mom.
True story.
Yeah, I'm gonna go grab good beers. Are they over there?
Yes.
The new ones?
Correct. Ah, fuck. Yes.
Kevin's words.
Steve really made a great point there as he stuttered his way through a simple sentence. Which beer are you looking for? Oh, it's over there. Yeah, but you said good beer, and that's where the good beer went.
Well, the gooder then.
Yeah, Corona does suck. Honestly, like, I started out this coronavirus nonsense feeling bad for Corona, getting bad publicity for a while, but now that I'm having this, I'm realizing, fuck Corona, their shit sucks.
I've never enjoyed Corona, so I don't know why. We should have had little lime shots to throw in there, too.
Just squirt.
If you have to put lime in your beer to make it taste good, your beer sucks.
True story.
That's all there is to it.
True goddamn story.
Dad says, Corona's gross. I think the beer is worse for you than the virus. Good joke.
True story.
All right. I owe two. That's all I have to say about that. Gotta make room for more beer, you know? You know what I'm saying?
Not mean.
Not mean. Now I wish we were doing those fireball shots I suggested instead.
Shut your face. I do not wish that on my worst enemy.
I don't get that. Like, the whole thing of, like, the spring break thing of, like, oh, it's all about fireball. It's like, do that many people really like fireball? I knew people who had it, and they would bring a bottle around the party, like, trying to give it to people, and everyone would be like, no, I don't want that. Like,
I feel like the thing about fireball is that it's the one kind of shot that, like, a lot of people who even don't like,
oh, don't like
alcohol,
those could take.
They can actually take it because it just tastes like bullshit.
It just tastes like Big Red Gum.
Yeah.
But I don't like Big Red Gum, so.
Yeah.
Why the fuck would I want that?
God damn it.
Fuck. I still owe two.
Kaplar.
God, this last, like, 5 ounces of this Corona's taking a while.
Because it sucks.
Yeah. What's this one?
Nathaniel Ratliff. His new album's really good.
Oh, yeah, the really bad album cover where it's
he's just
like...
He's really high and he's looking at
him
the sun.
Him in a forest.
Yeah, he's really high and he's looking at the sun. He's like, you know what? The sun is cool.
Kevin, I just learned this about you. I didn't know you were a Nathaniel Ratliff fan.
Shocking, I know.
I don't want to finish this beer.
Me neither!
This is painful.
Yeah, we've hit a really unfortunate portion.
Yeah, it's not even like the power hour's going fine. Like, drinking part is easy, but this Corona, it's...
Makes my stomach hurt.
It's bad. It's just bad.
Fuck you, Corona, and everything you stand for. Especially making viruses.
Yeah, it's all this beer's fault that we're having to quarantine ourselves.
Yep.
Here, I'll do this. Get this shit out of the way. Anyway, albums that have come out this year, again. I guess really quickly, again, with Christy Cox. We've gotten distracted a few times. Like I said before, there are so many bluegrass albums. Every song just kind of sounds the same. But this one is just a really good fucking album that everyone should listen to. And... Yeah, I don't know what else to say, I guess, really, about it.
I'm a doctor, too.
I'm a doctor, too.
Oh, we should have thrown Dewey Cox songs on here.
Shit.
Damn it! We watched Walk Hard yesterday.
Again.
Dude, I love Randall King.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know, my heartstrings. Though I love the song, Reason to Quit is probably my favorite song by him. If you haven't heard the song before, it's the song that's like I quit those cigarettes because the doctor told me they were bad for me, but even though you left me, I don't have to quit loving you because it doesn't harm me, so there's no reason to quit. And I think that's just a really cool, like...
Oh, you're a really cool, like...
You know what? Thank
Got
you.
Got him.
Kevin's just so nice to me.
Yep. blar.
He's so nice. I'm just like so in like, oh my god, Kevin.
That's me. That's a drunk sorority girl. Do you like me?
I don't like it. I don't like it one bit.
Switching over to. Dude, no one even likes Cross Canadian Ragweed. There's not a song about how people miss them.
Ouch.
Ouch town, population you, bro. Exactly. Took you a second to remember what that was from. But you got there. You got there.
Ouch town, population you,
bro. Ouch town, population you, bro. And then really, I don't know about you, but the only other album I really have... Well, I mean, there are a couple others, like Katy Pruitt's Expectations, Haley Witter's The Dream. Actually, Haley Witter's The Dream is awesome, and if you haven't listened to that one, definitely check it out. I don't know, I've just kind of listened to it through it a few times, so I don't know the individual songs too well. Other than Happy People, it's a song about how, like, happy people don't tear other people down, so if you're happy, stop being an asshole kind of thing. And, my wife. She doesn't know it yet, but Charlie Marie is my future wife, so...
She's just great. She's beautiful.
And
so great.
And
so talented. Amazing.
She can sing me to sleep every night. And then Wayfaring Stranger by Marie Miller is also fantastic. And then we'll get to the other album I want to talk about soon, but quickly, I want to go back to Charlie Marie. So we haven't recorded since last year, and we named her EP the best album of 2019, which I still stand by. Because it's mainly... What'd you say?
I blew my nose.
Kevin's been doing a whole lot of cocaine, so his nose is leaking. Right, Kevin?
Yeah, there's no septum between my nostrils.
Kevin, it was marijuana that was legalized in Illinois, not cocaine. Is that
not
cocaine?
Attitude.
but, no, yeah, Charlie Marie, her album, her EP is just, like, it's pure amazing country. Hey, another Charlie Marie song.
So much for shuffle.
Ooh, that Coors Light goes down easier.
I hate Corona so much.
The other one is like, I don't actually mind it. We could drink it. We should have gotten those 7-ounce bottles that we saw. We could
yeah,
it
well, it's because I didn't remember that it tasted like assholes.
Imagine if we did just like a power hour with like stouts and just like how fucking shit difficult
that would be
terrible. You'd be full by like... Minute 12.
I am full currently.
I know. Yeah.
Shouldn't have eaten the breakfast pizza.
Yeah, we got breakfast pizza from Casey's because if you're from the Midwest, you know what Casey's Pizza is. And
breakfast
it's.
Pizza.
Or not Casey's Pizza. Casey's gas station general store, whatever the fuck they call themselves. But
it's
breakfast
a general
pizza.
Store, not a gas station. It just happens to sell gas.
Yeah, sure. I mean, but their breakfast pizza. It's so, so very good.
This is a band that I don't know if you've heard of. They're really good, though.
Is this Coldplay? Because if you don't think I've heard of Coldplay, then you're a retard.
It's Justin Bieber.
Oh, sweet. I love Justice Bieber.
You got that six-pack?
Yeah. What is this?
Broken Wit Rebels.
Yeah, I've never heard of them. What we should do is our power hour of... our favorite Upchurch songs and the Lax.
I'd rather jump off of a bridge.
anyway. So yeah. The other album I wanted to talk about is Gabe Lee's Honky Tonk Hell. Is this guy Asian?
Gabe Lee, I think so.
I think so. He looks Asian, so there's an Asian country artist too, so Jimmy Allen, you can stop bitching about how no one likes your music because you're black. You're just really bad at music. But Gabe Lee, so good. I actually
have...
You're rinsing?
Yep.
Gotta get that Corona out of there. Whew, that was tough. But yeah, Gabe Lee, actually, he's one of the people that all the publicists email me about all the time. It's like, Gabe Lee's got a new album coming out. I was like, yes, I know. I'm going to check it out when it came out. And I did check it out. And it's straight trash. No, it's straight,
yeah.
Straight just phenomenal country music. And everyone should listen to him.
The thing I wanted to do was just do our top. If we had time, I was going to do top 10, put 6 songs from each album in a playlist, and then just. But you can't go in order on that. It shuffles.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it would have just been 6 minutes of each artist. Oh, here we go. This is me now that it's legal in Illinois. I'm a little too stoned to pour myself a drink. Dude, he was... So, obviously, we've talked about this on the podcast if you listened to it before, but Windy City Smokeout 2018? Yeah, we didn't go last year because it sucked last year.
Yes.
So, 2018, we went to see... Mostly, like, Turnpike was there, Aaron Lewis was there, Jamie Lynn Wilson was there. We went to see them, but I had heard Alex Williams before, but I wasn't a huge... I didn't listen to him too much. But Alex Williams and Andrew Duhon, is it? I don't know if that's how you say his last name,
yeah,
but...
that's correct.
Andrew Duhon and Alex Williams, they blew us out of the fucking water at that festival. They were so good.
Yeah, and just on the side stage.
Yeah, the side stage. And then I remember because Alex Williams, he had to start like 10 minutes late because of one of the fucking rappers, I think it actually was Jimmy Allen, he was on stage and he wouldn't stop playing. And the side stage... couldn't start playing until the main stage stopped because the main stage speakers went through the whole festival, whereas the side stage was only within the side stage area.
Yeah.
And we saw Mike Ryan. Was that the year we saw Mike Ryan,
too?
No, it
was a different year.
Oh, yeah, that was the year before. Because that was when Sonny Sweeney...
But the fact remains that the fucking main stage playing garbage, forcing the side stage to have shorter sets, really pissed me off.
I will never also forget... That was the same year... that Walker Hayes went on stage
with
a guitar, strummed maybe a little bit during the opening thing, and then when he started singing, he put the guitar behind his back and just started rapping again. I was just like...
Yeah, the guitar was literally a prop. It was literally a prop.
And then Kevin was lucky enough that he went over to his sister's during Kane Brown, so he missed the greatest... Oh, this is Gabe Lee, by the way.
Yeah.
Well, it was. But yeah, you got to you got to miss the majesty that is Kane Brown.
Yup.
Which it's so weird when I just like scroll down through my artists that I've saved.
Yeah.
I get Kane Brown when I scroll past because I still have that one really good song from his album saved.
It's too bad.
And I because so. Especially when we're doing the podcast, we'll listen to the bad music or what we assume is gonna be bad, just so we can be like, yes, I have listened to the new Sam Hunt song. It's terrible. Like, so we don't have, so we're not just those people who are blindly like, I don't know who the fuck this is, but he's terrible. So we don't want to be those people. So we actually do listen to him. So I listened to Kane Brown's Experiment album.
Yeah, I fully believe in knowing what you hate. You have to know what it is that you hate.
And the first song off that album is so good. It's so fucking good. And I'm like, Kane Brown, you obviously have the talent to be... And, well, so
he
why don't
well.
You? And because I was going to say, the thing is, I remember Whiskey Riff posted an article years ago before I even knew who the fuck they were. And it's like, these people are country, here's proof why. And for Kane Brown, they said, because look at this cover of a George Strait song that did. I'm like, yeah, because he's covering a good country song. Of course that's country. But you can't say the artist is country just because he posts a good country of, like, Cheyenne.
Saying someone is or is not country has nothing to do with what they cover. It's their catalog of music.
Yeah. And the sad thing is these artists coming up now. Like, you always hear about, like, the big artists that we know now. They're like, yeah, I just grew up singing George Jones songs and Johnny Cash songs. I want to play Waylon songs on stage. And now they sing shitty pop country. It's like... Are the people who are coming up now like, here's the latest Walker Hayes song, I Want to Be a Country Artist?
Makes me want to jump off a bridge.
Yeah. Yeah, blow my nose too. Talk about William Clark Green.
I have given Steve the Corona AIDS.
Corona AIDS!
Yeah, I think it's... I think it honestly, it just doesn't make any sense to me when someone would use like a classic country artist as a, this is the person who inspired me to do music, and to bring them up to then play something that's completely not of that genre at all. Like, you can be inspired by any number of people. I know that I've seen, you know, different artists talk about how they're inspired by wide varieties
Bruno
of things.
Mars.
Oh, yeah. Like, or you have people that's like, oh, I was a huge fan of, like, Run DMC and then the Beatles and, like, all this different stuff. Yeah, absolutely. But don't, like, name drop a country artist in your song and then not make anything country.
Great. No, but,
I have to pee.
All right. Really quickly, before you go take a leak, actually, just go. I'm blanking right now.
Sure!
But, no, yeah, like, the, because, like, that would be like if I became a country artist, a famous country artist, and I was like, oh, yeah, I grew up listening to Linkin Park, which is true. I love Linkin Park. I listened to Breaking Benjamin when I was in middle school and high school working out. I listened to Metallica. I still remember having a CD player and listening to, yes, everyone's going to hate me for this, but I listened to Saint Anger almost every day on the bus on the way to school because that's a CD I had in my CD player. But that'd be like if, so all of a sudden I come out and I'm like, this is my country album, and I started playing something that sounds like fucking Give Me a Sign by Breaking Benjamin. It's like, all right, that's not country because I was I thought like I wouldn't pretend I'm a country artist because I grew up listening to Breaking Benjamin. Like, it'd be like, oh, if Waylon, Merle, and Willie all were my, you know, inspirations growing up. Yeah, I'd probably play that, but just because I like that shit doesn't mean if I want to become a country artist, I wouldn't be like, well, they're my influence, so that's what I'm playing, but I'm still a country artist. It's like, no, you're not. You're a rock artist, which is fine.
I also just don't understand. I mean, I guess it's probably 100% based on the labels and the powers that be that direct how they talk about shit. But I never understood the idea of, you know, let's try to be country but not be country, and like, why not just like call shit what it is? Just don't be full of shit. Like, that's the part that just bugs me. Oh, it's just country, even though it's very much not. It's like, dude, like, let's just get our shit together for a second.
Put in a backpack.
In a backpack.
That's the thing we've said though so many times. It's like, it's not a slight when we say you're not a country artist. It's just a statement of fact. Like, you don't play country music. That's fine. You're an artist. You're playing the music that you like. You're playing what you want to put out there.
Exactly.
But you don't have to pretend you're playing country music just because that's the thing. Like, it's like, oh my god, I don't remember if I told you this. I was so the girl at the front desk of my gym. I talk to her every day when I go there because she's nice and
Hey-o.
We chat. She called me a six the other day, so thanks for that. I talk to her every day, and she's like, "What do you listen to?" I'm like, "I like country music," and I introduced her to Cole Wetzel, who's not really a country artist. He's a southern rock artist, but I was like, "Yeah, I listen to country." She goes, "Oh yeah, I do like country. Dan and Shay's my shit." And I was just like, well, I guess we're not friends anymore, because that's not a thing.
That makes me sad.
Yeah.
As a human
being. Didn't they just release a song with Justice Beaver?
Yeah.
Yeah. She misses Ragweed like I do. But it's just like, yeah, it's not a slight to be told you're not a country artist. It's just, you're a musician, you're an artist, you're a songwriter. But it doesn't mean you're a country artist. You don't have to be a country artist just because that's what people bubble you into.
Yeah, and that's what I feel like. I don't know, because it seems that the people who are afraid to try to compete with the pop charts is part of it.
Yeah,
but then also want to ride on the popularity of country.
Because as I wrote an article about it back when we wrote articles, where I genuinely do think this. Country is cool again for some reason. It's like it's a cool thing to be like, yeah, I listen to country music. I don't know if it's a patriotism thing or what, but to say you listen to country music is suddenly like oh wow, you like country music. I don't know why people suddenly like country music. And so if you're told you're not a country artist or you don't actually listen to country music, you kind of take offense to it. Like, no, I am a country fan. It's like, but you're not.
Yeah.
Like, people who say, I don't like country, but I love Johnny Cash, they don't actually listen to Johnny Cash. They just saw Walk the Line once, and they've been told that he's
or
a
they've
legend,
heard,
so you have to listen
they've
to
heard Ring of Fire, and they've heard, I don't know.
Hurt. I Walk the Line, or heard God's Going to Keep You Down.
Yeah, they're just like, I am a huge Johnny Cash fan.
Or maybe even Boy Named Sue. I don't know. But also, Oh, I gotta take my drink quick. But yeah, like, it's because, I mean, obviously, I'm not saying you share this opinion. You probably don't share this opinion.
I have opinions.
I don't like Bob Dylan, and I'm not gonna say I do just because he's considered a legend. I get the dude's a legend. He's one of the most famous songwriters of all time. But I don't listen to Bob Dylan. I don't like Bob Dylan. But, and I'm not going
to
pretend.
Kind of indifferent to Bob Dylan, to be honest.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm not, and I'm not going to pretend I'm like this Americana, Southern rock, like old school rock fan, because you're supposed to be. It's the same with the Beatles. I understand what they did for music. Don't get me wrong. I understand their impact on music, but their music itself is fine.
Yeah.
It's not this legendary, unbeatably great music. It's fine. But what they did back in the 50s and 60s, I understand that they fucking blew up music. They were the biggest thing. They were the Justice Bieber of the time. I get it.
Okay, let's go drop acid with the Beatles.
Paul's a big fat cunt.
Got a new mantra. Paul's a big fat cunt. Seems to be a rift growing between the Beatles.
So great. Yeah, again, we watched Dewey Cox last night, and it's an amazing movie. Wrong Kid Dad. I want to make a shirt just says Wrong Kid Dad.
I'm sure people will totally understand it and not be concerned one bit.
That is true. That might be an offensive shirt that you have to go home from school if you're wearing. This is, I think we call this our fifth, number five song of last year, or number five album last year, I think, maybe.
This was my favorite of
I think that's the thing. It wasn't on my top ten, so you brought it up into the top because
I have the vinyl now.
Oh, you do? Nice.
Yeah.
I think it was five? I could have... Oh, six. It was six.
Because someone...
Well, that's the thing.
Named Steve.
I know.
Doesn't know shit.
I don't know if I said this on the
podcast. Anything.
I probably didn't say it on the... Well, I might have said it on the podcast, but I know I texted it to you.
Admitted your retardness?
Because... because I go... I was like, after, you know, putting together a list, I started listening to the albums that Kevin had put on there that I hadn't put on there. And I listened to this album, Charles Wesley Godwin's Seneca.
The second one you said, Seneca.
Seneca. And I was like... if I had listened to this as much as I should have, it would have been on my top 10 because it is so fucking good.
Goddamn right it is.
But I'm definitely not offended with the fact that I put Charlie Murray at number one because
oh, yeah, 100%.
That EP is perfect. But Josh Ward's great as well. What were we talking about?
We weren't talking about anything because we have lost any semblance of anything.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna have to put a
disclaimer.
I was gonna say trigger warning because that's the first thing. Disclaimer on the thing.
Well, I'd have to put that too.
Probably a trigger warning too, but I'm gonna have to put a disclaimer on here of like you should probably be slightly inebriated if you're gonna enjoy this episode because it is drunken rambling.
Yeah,
but I
feel like we started okay,
but that
and we lost it.
But that's also the power hour, so you know. I mean, we're still talking about country music. It's just not in any sort of format. Like, normally we do news-ish type shit and ramblings of random shit. What pisses us off on that week? And then we go into...
So many things pissed me off, though, Steve.
The topic. But whereas today we just do Power Hour and we just talk while we do Power. Anyway, oh, but quickly, I wish... I want to try and figure out how we can make our website chivish of where it's charity also because... I would love to raise money for the Nashville shit that happened. Because obviously, as much as we don't like what the music Nashville puts out, obviously it's a huge fucking tragedy of what happened in Nashville.
Yeah.
But yeah, I wish we could figure out a way of making our website charitable to donate with that kind of shit. But alas, I do not know how to do that.
I don't know how to do anything.
Yeah, so... Our website will always be cheap, free, and crappy because we don't know what the fuck we're doing. So,
it's a true story.
I need to go to the. I forgot. I was gonna share this video. I gotta do that.
You would share it.
I would, you bitch. Oh, you little bitch.
Dumbass little bitch.
Oh, you little bitch. Wait, no, I don't want to do it as me. There we go. There. Drunk. Nope, not drink. All right.
That'll work.
So, actually, not a lot of people, because we don't have that many listeners or followers, but some people took offense to the fact that we had this album not in the top 10.
because I think we had it at like 18 or something maybe yeah. last year. Yeah, exactly at 18. Wow, how the fuck did I get that? But yeah, so some people took some serious offense to the fact that we had Tyler Childers that high on the list.
But here's my theory. The people that were upset about that were
have
the same
heard that
people,
you're supposed to like him.
They were the same people who didn't listen to Purgatory and just found out about Tyler Childers because yep. he got super popular. And just like, it's the Tyler Childers album.
Because Joe Rogan.
I love the album. I enjoy the hell out of it. I have it on vinyl.
It's great.
But Purgatory's better. Fuck. Purgatory changed my life.
Dude, Purgatory is...
So I'm always going to compare his shit to Purgatory.
Dude, Feathered Indians is one of the best fucking country songs I've ever
heard. Don't you mean Feathering It, Brother?
Tyler Childers Feathering It, Brother.
But no, yeah.
This is my favorite the Marcus King album.
It is very, like, classic rock sounding. But it is. It is a phenomenal, thingy.
Dude's like 25.
Yeah, like how Kobe Cooper's like 19.
Oh, this song is a fucking jam, too.
Hold on, I'm behind. The fuck was I saying? Oh.
Was it about how Tristan Mraz
is
incredible?
This is being where the boost is taking effect, but I want to go back to people who follow like what the corporations, quote unquote, tell
the
them
corporations
to do, what they tell the artists
just
to do,
being all corporation-y.
Well, what I was going to say is that when we interviewed Ben De La Cour a while back, great artist. I'm not trying to shit talk him or anything. I'm happy he came on our podcast, but he was talking about, like, I don't think it's the label telling what to do, because if you were told to sell out, I would do it in a heartbeat. And it's like, well, you have to get to that popularity first, and then they tell you what to do, and then people start forming your career because they're like, this is what's going to, you know, make you rise up the charts. Because there's no way...
We did it!
Was that all of it?
That was the last one.
Oh, shit. I gotta do my last drink and then do it. But,
So what we're gonna do is just... play
just
throw, that
just throw on something.
That playlist, we're just gonna play it.
There you go. But anyway, the thing that was the it's like once you get to that level and they say, hey, this is what's popular, this is what people want, that's what they're gonna start having you do.
Yeah.
And the people don't understand that. Like it was like when Sturgill was on obviously that guy's going through some shit right now, but when he was on Rogan, he was talking about like Rogan's like, wow, you signed like a major corporate deal or whatever, and he goes, well, yeah, I told them just when they want to change shit, I just told them no. And I was like, exactly, that's what an artist should be doing. Be like, you know what, you signed me, you wanted me on your label, I'm going to make what I make that brought me to this level of you wanting to sign me. Why would they ever be like, yes, I got here on my own, but now you change me? Like, why
would
they?
Because usually they are not signing someone because of what they've done. They're signing someone because of what they think they could do.
Yeah.
And what they think they could do is make an ass load of money for them.
Yeah,
that's the way I understand it completely. It doesn't surprise me. It's just annoying to me because there are so many people who do start and say that they're authentic and they would never change and all that shit. And then once they get the opportunity to, they fucking sell out. And yeah. I don't honestly even give a shit because there's so many people making music that is great that I don't even, like, I don't feel the need to rely on the mainstream. So fuck them.
Yeah. Yeah.
But at the same time, I do think it's, I don't know, it's funny. Especially the way that people will be like, you know, you don't be a hater on whatever. They're still making whatever. It's like, dude, I don't
You're
give a fuck.
You're just jealous.
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. No, yeah. I don't know. I just... It's never been more apparent. Just fucking support independent artists that you like. Don't fucking just blindly follow what the radio tells you to listen to. Obviously, the people listening to our podcast don't, because they found there are so many people who said, hey, I found your podcast because of the Cody Jinx episode, the Coulter Wall episode, the Jamie Lynn Wilson. Like, I get those messages a lot of, hey, I found you because of so-and-so artist. But then they also say, whoa, but you also introduced me to... I still remember. I forgot to say this to Jamie Lynn Wilson when we interviewed her. But we got a message that said, you introduced me to Jamie Lynn Wilson.
Goddamn and right.
There are people who said, hey, you've introduced me to Mike Moonpie and the Moonpies. You've introduced me to...
Moon Pie Mike.
Shane Smith, I know we introduced people to.
Shane Moon Pie Mike.
And that's, well, one, to beat ourselves off, that's what I like about why we started this podcast. But two, just support independent music, because when independent music becomes popular, that's what the mainstream's going to follow. And the fact that Cody Jinks is now, we saw him at bars, we saw him at small bars, and now when he comes into town, he's playing theaters.
Yeah, the last time I saw him, so recently I saw him in town, where I'm at, in Iowa, at the theater, like the main fucking theater that has all the shit coming.
Adler or whatever it's called.
The time before that I saw him in town was at a fucking bar.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
A tiny ass bar, and that's the same thing with like we saw Whitey Morgan at a small bar. We saw Cody Jinks, or you saw Cody Jinks at a small bar. I wasn't here. We seen Cody Johnson at a small bar. We saw fucking, as we said many times, we saw Luke Combs at a small bar, smallish bar, and then now you saw Tyler Childers at a bar last year or the year before, and now he's opening arenas for Sturgill Simpson. Cody Jinks is doing theaters. John Moreland has usually been doing some theaters where he does some bars. We saw him in a barn a couple times, and he's in theaters now too. Like, when you listen to these artists, they're gonna blow up and they're gonna go to the bigger places that you want to see them at. Like,
we saw
Luke Combs. I mean, we said this a million times. We're beating the shit out of this dead horse. We saw him.
Well, dude, you know, we saw Luke Combs.
I saw. I know you're joking, but that's another one that I've said before. I saw Sturgill Simpson at an almost empty bar. The next year, we saw him opening for Willie Nelson. Like,
yeah.
And now he's doing arena tours. Like, that dude is fucking blown up. I think he canceled a bunch of them, but I don't know. He's going through some shit, I guess. I haven't been following it. But, oops, shit. Don't want to fuck up the recording. No! Dicks! Anyway, but, yeah, just follow the artists that you like, and honestly, not to, you know, plug ourselves, follow the artists we talk about, because we talk about artists that are either unknown or songs from artists that are unknown. Like, we've done episodes on Kenny Chesney, Toby Keith, Chris Young, people who are huge, Tim McGraw, but we talk about the songs that you've never heard of, and that's the shit you should be listening to, because they're gonna keep making Truck Yeah if you don't fucking Truck Yeah.
They're gonna keep making Truck
Yeah. Or what the fuck is that one he just put out?
Oh god.
That fucking, if you have listened to and have enjoyed the new Tim McGraw song, you are hooded to me. What's it called?
The Way Down.
I think so, yeah.
Where he just says, way down, way down.
Way down, way down, way down, way down.
Yeah, it's way down.
Yeah, fuck that. Anyway.
Where's Tim McGraw's career going? Way down the fuck top.
Which is weird, because his last album wasn't bad, that fucking Damn Country Music. That was a good album.
I don't think that was his last album.
Was it?
That was in 2015, bro.
What else has he had since then?
Him and Faith Hill fucking on camera?
There's actually one song on that album that I really like. It's not country at all. At all. It's on actually my workout playlist, but I really fucking like it. What's it called? I think Devil Calling Me Back is what it is. It's like a pop song, but it's a good one to work out to, so I've actually...
Devil got me hitting it from the back.
I think that's what it is, but shit, got a bunch of people joining.
We got up to 6.
I know.
Look out.
I know. Everyone, we love you. But yeah, I don't know. Just support good fucking music. It's like, and the cool thing about supporting independent artists, not to be like a hipster, actually it's not a hipster thing to say. When you like an independent artist, you get to see him at a bar. You don't have to go to a fucking arena where tickets cost $60. You go to a $10 show on a Friday night, and you're in a bar. Like,
it really has changed my entire perspective. Because then someone who will come through town at the like arena. Who I don't like.
Tech Slayer.
But who I enjoy, but like I'm not crazy about. I'll just be like, I'm not fucking paying $60 to see this person, even if I enjoy them, because I'm like, the next person who comes through town at the bar is going to be a fucking $15 concert.
$15
ticket, I'm not paying $60 to go to this fucking shit.
To sit in the nosebleed.
Fight traffic. Pay for an $8 beer. Like, fuck off. I don't want any part of that.
Yeah, because I still remember you saw. It was a couple years ago. You saw Eric Church at Tax Slayer, and the next day I saw him at Allstate. And I remember just being like, yo, I mean, I was happy because he did Those I've Loved in his encore, which is my favorite song by him. But he... But I remember texting him, like, I think I'm retiring my arena show, like...
Yes.
Like, attendance, because I'm like, this is just not fun. I don't... I'm cramped in this tiny-ass seat in the nosebleeds of an arena watching an artist I love, but I'm like, is it really that fucking worth it anymore? Like, when you go to a bar, it's so much more... what's the word I'm looking for? It's more... Not contained. More... Where... compassionate. It's more some drunk brain. Anyway, it's...
Honestly, I have no idea where you're going with this. I also was kind of spacing out as I queued up the No Justice song.
I was saying when you're in a bar, it's more...
Intimate.
Intimate. That's the word I'm looking for. See, I have intimacy issues. I can't think of the word.
Exactly.
but, no, that... Being in a bar and watching an artist is so much... Go to the bar, get a $3 fucking beer, and you're enjoying music that you fucking love.
Yeah, and you're
and
probably,
these guys are passionate about that
And you're
music.
Probably going to be able to, like, shoot the shit with them briefly. Like, don't bug them. Don't go there like, hey, man.
Yeah, like...
But just say, hey, man, I appreciate your stuff, like your music. And usually they're pretty responsive, and we'll talk to you for
a while. Well, no, like, literally, and after the Mike Moonpie and the Moonpie show, I chat with the guitarist and Mike Moonpie... For a while after their show. And Mike even said, like, yo, let's get together and do the podcast. So we're still trying to set that up at some point. But, like, he wanted to get together and talk about country music. And I was like, that's amazing. Like, I bet it, when we saw Luke Combs in an empty fucking bar on a Wednesday, we probably could have talked to him and be like, yo, you want to be on our podcast and chat sometime? I don't think we had the podcast. No, because that was like 2015. That was way before he was even popular.
Would
so we didn't have
like,
the podcast.
Want to slam some beers just because why not?
Exactly. And the dude still slams beers. Yeah. But like, I have nothing against Luke Combs. His music is still more country than most shit on the radio, but it is whatever. But we could have been like, yo, you want to fucking be on our podcast if we had it at the time? And he would have been like, yeah, now we'd have to go through... layers of
no
people
chance.
To talk to him. But yeah, go take a piss.
I have a problem.
Stevie Ray is in the thing. Hey, Stevie Ray.
I'm ignoring it.
We're not gonna waterfall because I'm not 21 anymore and I don't want a waterfall. But I love you still anyway. Who's this? Oh, of course we're listening to more goddamn Nathaniel Rateliff. Son of a bitch!
I hate being that dude, even though I love being that dude. But everyone is just like, oh, I love Nathaniel Rateliff. Son of a bitch. I'm just like, that's
well,
not even the good song.
And that's the thing. I'm not going to pretend. I'm like, I love Nathaniel Rateliff, son of a bitch. It's like, no, I'm not a huge fan, but I do love Son of a Bitch.
Yeah, it's a fun, great song. But like, of all the songs, like that's the one I really don't even listen to. Not just to be a hipster douche. There's just so many other ones I love so much more.
That's the same thing with me with like Eric Church. Obviously, Eric Church is a very mainstream person. This is Eric Church. But his song, Those I've Loved,
Those I've Loved.
No, not Those I've Loved. The shitty list off shit one. Why can't
Wob Coys and Aliens?
Wob Coys.
Love Your Love the Most.
Love Your Love the Most is the one I'm talking. He doesn't even like that song because he made it as a shitty laundry list song. And
you know what's
like,
exciting?
I don't
like that song either because it relates back to my cunty ex girlfriend.
Yes.
It's a great way to kill that song.
God
in
bless
of,
you.
In my memory to like make it die. It's nice.
Yeah.
This is the No Justice song in its entirety because you only heard like a chunk of it before.
Yeah, but I don't know. So to sum up our entire wonderful podcast, listen to good music. We've been saying it for, I can't believe we're already in four years into this fucking podcast. That's we started it in 2017.
Honestly, I don't believe you.
Wait, no,
we started
we're
it.
We're literally at 4 years.
We started
now.
It yesterday.
No, like, I do love, though, like, obviously, I'm not saying we have any popularity, fans, whatever, but the fact that we started a podcast, we've said this a million fucking times, so I apologize if you're a regular listener, we started a podcast literally just to tell our friends, like, hey, this is an artist you should listen to. Hey, you, listen to this artist.
Yeah.
And instead of our friends listening, we got people from around the actual world. That's not a lie. We have people from around the world who listen to this podcast and are like, yo, you introduced me to this artist.
At least two continents.
And I... No, we have... A lot. I looked at the stats. We have a lot of Europe. We even have we have like a fucking Saudi Arabia listener.
All right, that's three.
And then we have Iowa and Texas. Those are two countries.
Chicago won't do it. I will.
Just pouring green dye in her bathtub.
His bathtub.
But yeah, like we've never been paid anything for this podcast. But the fact that people message me saying like, "Yo, you turned me on to this artist." That makes me fucking happy. Literally, the entire point of this podcast,
then everyone wins,
was to get one artist, one fan. That was exactly. Like the whole thing.
Everyone wins. If someone that we like, we turn someone else on to that artist, the artist gets a new fan, the person gets their life enriched by better music, mm-hmm. and then I get to feel like I'm super cool.
Well, you are super cool, so.
Not true.
That's... Kevin, all of the girls are... I see your phone. It is literally constantly getting texts
from
women saying,
"Thank God it's snowing outside, otherwise they'd be knocking down that door."
Exactly. Girls are afraid of snow, is what I've learned.
It's a true story. cannot disprove this.
Yeah. I don't know what else. Did you say you got another song queued up? Because
this is the one that I had queued up.
All right. Yeah, because I was going to say, starting to get there.
Getting there.
I don't have too much else to say. I think it was another successful Power Hour. I hope people like
what
this episode.
What does successful mean?
I don't know. We talked.
We did talk.
We did go off in rambling conversations, but we didn't go into multiple conversations where you can't understand what the fuck's happening.
I got distracted about midway through about how much I hated Corona and really derailed my entire brain. I'll be honest.
Seriously, like around like shot 24 or 5, yeah. I was just like, this is disgusting.
Everyone I took, I'm just like, it tastes like skunk. Tastes like skunk.
So bad.
Tastes like skunk.
Yeah, so we hope that terrible gag was worth it for the 5 people who watched and
yeah,
the
was it
couple
funny?
Hundred who listened.
Was it funny?
The
unoriginal joke that we did?
Yeah, the very, very unoriginal. I watched this one YouTube channel. It's like these two Australian dudes talking about video games. And
I'm shocked by this development.
And I listen to a lot of Australian shit, which is weird. I don't know why. But
think it's better than me?
They were talking about the coronavirus and how it's like shutting shit down. And they're like, oh yeah, are we going to do the joke? And the guy's just kind of sitting on camera like this. And they just digitally put a shitty like Corona bottle in his hand. He's like, we're doing the joke, right? This is the joke everyone else does.
That's fucking great. Because it's not wrong. Yeah.
But, yeah. What's this?
Zach Wilkerson.
Dude, listen to good music instead of your butthole music, bitch.
Butthole music.
Alright, anyway, dude, I haven't actually promoted our shit in a while. I don't know what the fuck.
You don't remember the
I used to literally, like, the first...
The reflex?
The first sentence I say, I'll probably just say it perfectly after that.
I couldn't even try. I've heard you say it 1,000 times.
Like when I said hello, welcome to Hodge Podcast, the official podcast. It just flowed off the fucking lips. But anyway, you can find us at countryhodgepodge.com, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, Country Hodgepodge. Spotify, you can find the Hodge Podcast playlist, which actually I don't have Spotify anymore, and I'm the one who did all the playlists. So you're probably not going to really get anything new out of those, but if you want to follow him, Hodge Podcast Picks, Kevin's Picks of the Week, he sometimes actually does do that.
I think I've updated it twice this year,
which
is a new record.
So if you listen to that, it's a genuinely good playlist. It's usually, what, 10 songs you put on there?
I've been doing 15 lately, 15? because I forget to do
so
it for like an entire month.
It's a playlist that will take you an hour to get through.
Yeah.
And
let's see. What does the last one I did look like?
I don't know. What is it, Bialch? Kevin's Picks of the Week. Man, how many fucking playlists do you have?
Oh, a lot. 15 songs, 56
minutes. So it's literally an hour to get through his playlist. And it's just good fucking music you should listen to. He controls the Twitter, so he can tweet it out at some point.
Twitter!
This Month in Country, which isn't going to be updated until we start doing the podcast weekly again. And then 2019 in Country is a playlist of... I think I still had the playlist up of every album that came out last year. if you want to listen to that. If you go on our website, we have a bunch of shirts you can buy. The biggest one is the Americana Powerhouse shirt. Sells the most, which is Stapleton, Moreland, Simpson, and Isbell, I think, is what's on it. It's a cool shirt. You should get it. Kevin's on Twitter, CHP_Charch, where he's yelling at clouds and whatnot.
Fuck them clouds.
Fucking cumulonimbus, bitch. So please rate and review the podcast on iTunes. We're also on SoundCloud, Stitcher, Spotify.
It's still snowing.
And all that shit. But yeah, until next podcast, until next year's Power Hour, we'll sign off with that one. We'll be back. But I am Steve Hodge, as always, joined by Kevin Hodge, saying goodbye, good night, and good Charlotte.
As the children say, yeet!
Yeet.